Unit 4, A, 3, Exercises B and C. Part 1. Today we're talking to Jackie Parsons, who has come into our Brighton studio to talk about her online shopping business, Gifted in Design. Jackie, welcome to the programme. And can I start off by asking you how you came up with the name of your company?
Thank you for the question. Basically, I set out to sell jewellery and handcrafted gifts that all had a unique design element. So I decided to deal directly with artists and craftsmen who wanted an outlet for their work.
And why did you want to set up your own company and become an entrepreneur?
I was working as an advertising executive for a radio station and did a marketing diploma at college in my spare time to gain new skills and improve my knowledge. I loved the idea of eventually working for myself, and the course gave me the confidence to look at different business ideas and ways of using my marketing expertise.
Well, I'd like to ask you about that. You mentioned that you studied marketing at college. And I wonder whether what you learnt there has been of value since then. What were the really useful things that you learned on the course?
Oh, lots of things. For me, what was really invaluable was what I learned about business planning and market research. How to analyse a market and deal with all the statistics to make sense of all the numbers and get really accurate information. That's vitally important if you're going to have any success breaking into a market.
So when you started your online business back in 2004, there was quite a lot of risk involved. Weren't you worried that you might not sell anything at all and be left with a huge pile of stock? I mean, that's the classic scenario, running a business from home and ending up with a garage full of stock.
You've been watching too much, Mr. Bean. The reality is not quite like that. One of the benefits of being an online business is that you can keep your overheads low because you don't carry much stock. People come and browse on the website where there are hundreds of items to choose from, and when they order from me, I send an order out to the relevant supplier. I also did a lot of market research in the early days. I would take items to craft fairs and local markets to get customers' reactions, so I knew which ones would sell and I could buy stock with confidence.
The business has grown a lot since those early days, but can you remember the first thing you ever sold?
Oh, definitely. I had some little ceramic clocks. They were in the shape of lucky pigs and they were very popular. The only problem was that they were very fragile, so I had to spend ages wrapping them so that they didn't break in the post. Now I try to deal in more robust products like the personalised silver picture frame. That's my top-selling item at the moment.
So when you get an order, and you have to get the item very quickly from your supplier, the artist, if you like, that can be a problem, surely. How can you ensure that you don't have a hold-up with supply?
Well, it isn't a problem with most of my artists. I've been working with the same people for some time now, and we've built up a really good system. As many of my products are personalised, there is a 10-day timescale which usually covers any potential stock problems. The real problem is with the postal system, when orders go missing or get delayed in transit.
And as a small business, operating in a niche market, do you ever worry that a change in the economic situation could put you out of business?
I don't think so. My gifts are very affordable, and whatever the state of the economy, people are always going to want to buy presents, if only to cheer someone up when things are looking bad.